My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin gets his second video chat with his scammer, Belinda, and she wants a wedding ring. What next? Listen and find out.
And now, it's audio from video chat time. He pulls it over off again.
No.
Yes, he does.
Oh, my God.
Now, I do have to warn you guys. The audio quality, it's bad.
Oh, great.
I edited some, but it's a long piece. But I want you guys, you got to listen to this. It's a long piece.
I'm just thinking of post-production.
No, I mean, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know if we can use this, but it's good. But I want you to listen, especially in the beginning. I just got to find the thing. Are you guys surprised I was able to pull it off again?
No.
Yeah. No.
You're not surprised anymore?
Not anymore.
No, people do not. But you're still surprised if I get the Mavis thing. Although, you know, you think I can now.
I think you can.
Okay. I think you can for the simple reason it leads to Dick El Dorado, which leads to a ton
of money. But Joe, you say that, but you remember all these scammers lead to money. Nobody's been able to get this before. It's not like this is the first scammer that wanted money, Joe. They all want money. They just won't do a video chat. My romantic words, which you scoff at, makes them swoon.
Hmm.
All right. Here's the... Now, again, I apologize. The audio, it's not good, but there's nothing I can do about this. Bear with me, people listening. What are you doing with your hand? Now you can't hear me. Why are you showing me your fingers? What, do you want a ring on that finger?
Yeah,
you do. Of course you do. Okay. Now, let me stop that right there. Because there was stuff that before that I edited out.
Okay.
When she said that to me, I was stunned. I was stunned.
Yeah?
I was floored. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, because she's like, yeah, I do.
Where was Yishmael doing this?
I think he was, I'm not sure if, I don't remember if he was there or not. Stick around, though. But I was stunned. But I clearly, she motioned for the ring on the finger. And I was just like, whoa. You're bugged out. Are you surprised by this?
Yeah. Yeah, I am, kind of, because...
This is no longer a money grab, per se.
No, but you never mentioned any of that before.
She actually had mentioned it once before when I was in the Bahamas. I think we kind of got around it, but whether I was going to... But not to this degree where she's showing and smiling, that beautiful smile and everything, and here's this connection, and I'm just like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
This just got real. Joe's shaking his head.
Reeling you into the boat. She's reeling you into the boat.
You just don't know romance.
I don't. I know scamming.
Maybe. Is that why you were showing me your fingers?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Can you also tell we can now hear her a lot better now?
Yes.
Yeah.
And this is the voice we heard on that phone call in December, by the
way.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
The girl is consistent. The girl is now consistent hearing-wise and now visually with the pictures I've been sent and the video chat.
So, wow, so this is definitely the same person. Well, Tom said in the audio sounds suspiciously like Davin talking like a woman.
Maybe. No.
No.
No. The question is, does this go into the demo? But that can be talked about another time. Because this is pretty straightforward here.
It is. So, well, let's see what else you talk about.
It's amazing how you can hear when it comes to talking about a ring.
Really?
Yes. Apparently...
What did she just say, really?
She said, really, which she says to me in all the conversations. We always get the really.
Yeah.
Now we have how she's saying really.
Yes,
it's not my awful
it.
Really. Really.
Yeah, I know.
It's not a really, really. Really.
It's not our really of disgust.
Not our really, but it's a really.
Not our really. Really.
But that really, is really. Now consistent with the writing.
Yeah.
Ghanaian women are just like women in America.
Wow.
Because it's all about the bling bling.
No. It's not like that.
No, it's not like that? You just want one type of ring?
From you, Patrick.
You want a wedding ring?
From you.
From, wow.
Wow.
I don't even know what to say to that. Joe's shaking his head.
Okay. Yeah, like really
violently.
You know,
but before you give me your diatribe... Let's just say that she has crossed, once again, every hurdle, and now, and then some. that you, Mr. Carey, have placed in front of her.
But if you get a big fish, you get a big pole.
Well, the
question she's got. The
I do have a big pole.
Hey now.
The question is then: is this is Joe right? And now we're seeing the metamorphosis of this scam, or is what Pip perhaps was feeling a uh-oh, this chick does kind of dig me.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Metamorphosis of a scam.
Okay.
Well, if this is the case, then I don't think anybody's ever seen this before.
Maybe they
because they're putting this scammer out there. This is clearly to lure me in. Well, either
yeah,
way.
Oh, yeah.
Either this is romantically to lure me in, or this is scammer-wise. Because they have now done what no scammers have done before. They're taking it to the next level.
Well, first she was dangling the physical bait.
The physical bait.
The big melons.
Oh, yeah.
And
my
was,
favorite type of bait.
That was last time. But now
I also like cats.
Not in the same way one hopes. But then now she's like saying, okay, well, I want to marry you.
Yeah.
We've
built a connection.
Like, so now if you were like Mr. Sad and Lonely, you've got this woman saying, I want to be with you forever.
But this also goes to the point, to the one thing that even Joe can't refute. Why did she come clean before the money was coming?
I still don't get it.
And
because maybe there's bigger money to be had.
Well, but I was sending money, and I had a lot of money at the time, and she was going to get it.
But now nobody has heard about these people. I mean, except for when you have, like, cases where they have, like, what do they call them? The women that you, I'm sorry, I can't spit it out. But, you know, the women that you send overseas for, what do they call them?
Mail order bride.
Thank you.
Right.
You know, I'm thinking, has this developed into sort of a mail order bride kind of
thing? It could be.
My mind. That was my next sentence.
Really?
This could have turned into a situation where this might be her escape out.
To
get out of God, to
think
come
about,
to America.
I think, I don't know if we've talked about it on this show, but I've definitely talked about it with other people in other circumstances. If you get a rich American to marry you, because you know what? They might like me.
Yeah.
They might go, you know what? He's not a bad guy. We'll marry her off. He'll send money back to us. It's a win-win for
it's
everybody.
It's changing the dynamic where she might either part of their system, or and Davin goes, well, maybe she just doesn't like the life that maybe she... There you go. Where she is doing this stuff. Forget about the scammer. Maybe she's having a friend help her. Where this is her ticket out.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.